This is Wizard of iPhone speaking, series 412114, identification. This podcast series is sponsored by your friends at Import Auto Maintenance, and we'll hear from them in just a moment. Here's your Christmas gifting tip of the day for our modern era of porch pirates.
Import Auto Maintenance wants to see you. Actually, they want to see your car. There's still time for them to give your car the once-over lightly. The problem with computers is they tell us after the failure occurs. They can't do preventive maintenance. An Import Auto will check your fluids, belts, and battery. Visit Import Auto Maintenance website for a first visit coupon. And check out their new address, 309 Craighead Street. For Old Nashville, that's in Melrose. And 37204 for your navigator. You did download Waze, didn't you? Craighead Street connects Franklin Road with Nolansville Pike. If you're coming to Nashville on 65, exit at Wedgwood, turn right, right at the next traffic light, Bransford, and make a right when you see the fairgrounds. That's Craighead. Pre-schedule a visit by calling 615-327-9600. That's 615-327-9600.
Visit the UPS store and have them package your items. Be sure to include a pack list and list the contents of the package with valuation. Step 2, buy full insurance. Yes, it costs more, but replacing the contents is more costly if you send more than $100. It really pays in Zone 4 shipments. Distance is your friend. KK gets let down by AI or by millennial writers, you pick. Here's Friday's tech tip. And I quote, shield your opening pin in public or use fingerprint ID or facial recognition, end of quote. FYI, if you have fingerprint ID, you won't be prompted to enter an alternate method. Also, your PIN is unique to your device. Likely to use your phone to the group you're with. It's counterproductive. This podcast continues with a LinkedIn post for 2011-2023. New wine, old skins. Consider this headline. In the world of journalism, we would say this story has legs. However, the fact that it's not true is a common hack of writing by AI. It's just as Joseph Goebbels once remarked, "Tell the big lie loud enough, it becomes the truth." End of quote. It's time for the annual Christmas light story, but LED bulbs have changed all that. So let's shift the narrative to electronic devices. Home Christmas fires have been in decline mainly due to LED lighting and the movement toward artificial trees. Yes, Virginia, plastic can burn, but it's very stubborn. While on the other hand, a Norwegian spruce will burn in a heartbeat. Your protection lies in UL certification. Look for that tag when you purchase any device, extension cord, or light set. We catch a break with LED lights. First, they're low voltage, which means low heat byproduct. On the other hand, you have those lithium-ion battery devices that are populating our lives. The problem is usually on the user's side and rarely a faulting device. Here's the offending paragraph, and I quote, "E-bike and e-scooter battery fires are soaring, particularly in New York, where 17 people have died and dozens have been injured this year," end of quote. Wall Street Journal, December 10th, 2023, Nicole Nguyen. "Sorry, honey, it may be a faulty device, but it's more likely to be operator error. Last week, Kim Komando warned us about faulty cable, but there's no there in a cable to cause a fire. It's connecting your DC device to another DC device via that charging cable for data transfer. So while you think you're transferring data, your phone is taking a charge. Every battery produces heat when it's discharging. Batteries only have two states. They're charging or they're discharging. FYI, that's why the engine compartment of a Tesla is so large. In addition to the battery array, there are two cooling systems. One for the battery and another for the engine cooling. It's called a radiator. Leaving a battery device connected to another DC device is not smart. Remember those airline device fires of years past? Life lesson number two, you can't trickle charge a Tesla or a so-called e-bike either. iPhones are smarter than that. When they're connected to AC source, they will simply stop taking a charge when fully charged. Another DC source, they will simply shut down. It happened to a business associate of mine. She was doing a live podcast interview in a noisy environment and decided to step outside. Problema, a little Spanish lingo here. It was August and her tablet promptly overheated and shut down. Editor's note, this led to the development of Podcast Essential number two. Podcasting live is a slippery slope.
Earn a Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question, or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, leave your message, and contact information. That's 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic.
Join me later this week for Chasing Tuba Christmas, Episode 2 from Nashville, Tennessee, with the diva of Tuba Christmas, Carmen Sanders. This has been Wizard of iPhone Speak, Series 4, 12114 Identification.